My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And let me remind you that Pope Francis established the memorial of Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus in 2021 in order to highlight the testimony of this family who knew how to welcome Jesus. Remember, welcome Jesus, listen to him, and believe in him. Two things that today feast want us to highlight and to keep in mind. What we learn from Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, it is because this family knew how to welcome Jesus, listen to him, and believe that he is the resurrection and the life, as we hear in the today gospel. So in our gospel that we heard somewhere, we know very well that this episode when Martha and Mary welcomed Jesus in their house. While Martha is seated, Martha is busy preparing the meal. Mary is seated there to listen to Jesus' teaching, and Martha intervened to ask Jesus to tell her sister to help her. And we know much better Jesus' words. Martha, Martha, you worry and also are very anxious about many things. Only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the better part, and nothing, nobody will take this from her. Through this scene, Jesus recognized in all women the capacity to be disciples. All women are able to be disciples. And my question is, in our new parish, do we have a kind of a stronger ministry of a woman disciple of Jesus Christ who can echo voice their voice and let people know that in this parish we have women disciple of Jesus Christ? Lazarus is the brother of Martha and Mary, and also the friend of Jesus. We know of existence thanks to Saint John, who tell in his gospel how Christ raised him when he had been dead for 4 days. Let me tell you here, the resurrection of Lazarus is a sign that foreshadow Jesus' victory over death. And today we hear in the gospel, when Jesus want to reaffirm the faith of Martha, do you believe that I am able to do so? Yes, God, I believe that you are the Son of mine, the one to send by God. Do you have the power to raise up? Because of your faith, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. And Lazarus raised up. Again, here we want to highlight our belief in the power of the word of God. Do we believe that every word that comes from the mouth of Jesus can create, transform, touch, heal, and make good things around us in us? Maybe you're going out in a kind of a situation in your life, maybe around you. I will invite you today again to take a time to read this favorite page of the gospel that you like or love to listen so much. Read it again and try to echo this gospel in your heart, and believe that today what you're reading can be fulfilled, because the word of Jesus as creative, the word of Jesus as transformative, the word of Jesus has a healing power. Just believe. So I want to summarize. When we celebrate today's feast of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, two things that we can learn from this family. The first one is welcome Jesus. And how we welcome him? From his word. Listen to him where we listen to him, from his word. Believe in him where we believe in him, and also from his word and the deed that he made in us and also around us. God is good. all the time, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.